Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Not sure if you can hear me clearly. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get right into the music. All right, here we go.
I may not understand everything about the master's plan,
things happen to good folks. Why do we seem to lose the people that we need most? Why sin? Why hurt? Why I'm saying that I love him when I'm rolling in the dirt? Why I gotta work 7 days a week? Don't they know I got church and plus I need some sleep? Man, I feel beat when the bills come. We can't pay them, so the phone rings, I'm hanging up. Like I'm hanging from a noose, and the news on the TV got me singing the blues. What I'm supposed to do, huh? I know the answer is there, but I'm just trying to find somebody who cares. Is anybody here? I need a real word. Without a real solution, I can be a real jerk. I'm feeling real hurt, and I don't know what to say. I guess it's time I bow my head to pray. I need you every day. I may not understand anything about the master's plan, but
strategize your race. As long as you make it in, you ain't gotta be first place. Stop running out of breath. Ain't no shortage on air. Stop letting this world pressure you. It's worst nightmare. We feeling like Ric Flair. We refuse to fold. We standing firm on his word, y'all. All 10 toes. Ain't born now, ho. We done faced them all. Gotta breathe till you lose grip. Resist till you fall. And when you're back against that wall, take one deep breath. Process been released. Watch the order your step. It takes endurance in this thing. It's not speed or strength. Give thought to technique. Watch how your time is spent, huh?
The race again. Don't let them trip you up and cause you to live a life of sin. God's hand is everywhere that it needs to be. And God dwells in different places you can't even see. It's a cold world. It'll make your toes curl. The love of money got you tripping with your homegirl. But every struggle, every problem has a purpose to it. And God knows every path, let him lead you through it. In him there is no dark. Everything's a bright light. Okay, bad man, Mr. Dark Knight. Don't you know that Jesus praying for you to walk right, talk right, get your life right, embrace the light. No matter how you feel, I promise you was born to win. And if you're losing, then you probably need to be born again. Breathe.
I'm in the old school, no Nintendo. Watch some raise down, my window, bumping slow mo. That's Dino. What you doing, boy? I say I'm maintaining. I say I'm balling hard. No world gaming. I say I'm spitting fire. I must be fire flaming. Why y'all just hanging around? Man, y'all just must be hanging. I say I'm doing it for my daddy. I don't even rap no more. And see, God, man, he lives in here because he don't even trap no more. Okay, now bottom is a habit. I'm too fly to be maggot. All these carrots in my wrist look like I done jumped a rabbit. Cannot breathe. You gotta inhale, then exhale, cause you don't wanna be inhale right after you exhale. God got me, I swear he covered me. What kind of D plan? I say that's cover three. Okay, then inhale, do that for me. Just be ready to breathe when you jump in that seat. Now breathe, homie, breathe.
Come on, breathe.
Present with the Lord and gazing upon his glory. Never that you will find yourself in life. Book time to see heaven, where the streets are paved with gold. No more death, crime, growing old. Jesus has a mansion up there waiting on me. Oh, what a day it will be when we can all go see heaven.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Let me tell y'all something, man. It is crazy what's going on. I mean, we got Abbott. I just have to throw it out there. We have Abbott. Abbott is saying on the 10th, if I'm not mistaken, on the 10th, that Texas will no longer be wearing masks. Okay? Listen, I don't know about you, but if that's the case, I think everybody needs to be putting the mask two, three of them on. You understand me? Because the bottom line is we do want this to end, but we don't want to be ignorant, you know? We've lost enough family members. We've lost enough young people, older, our elderly, you know. Really, it's no age. You know, sometimes people say, well, we got to protect our elders. We have to protect everybody. And the way you protect everybody and yourself is that you better put that mask on. You understand me? You understand me? You put that mask on, you know. I saw a lot of people today that was just confident at bus stops, you know, and outside the grocery store, you know, all kinds of just confident. But listen, we got to use wisdom. You understand me? We got to use some wisdom. It ain't easy all the time. No, it ain't. We want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it. But sometimes we got to give up that I'm grown card for, hey, a common sense card. Not saying you grown, you don't have common sense, but sometimes in this situation that we're in right now, I have seen some grown folks that are not exhibiting that maturity and that wisdom that's supposed to come with getting older. So, amen. Let's keep it moving. All right, I've been playing some good music to start the show off with because I had to get my equipment and gear together to make sure that I was able to go ahead and do this just straight through my switchboard. So I believe one time I tried to do the show straight through my switchboard, I went through a whole show, no sound. And there I was, deleting the whole thing. And I didn't want to do that tonight. So I said, let me make sure I got this thing hooked up right. All right, so let's keep it going. You know, let's not slow down the momentum. Let's keep it going. I played music from people that I have met, you know, in my life. And I am going to go on another fantastic voyage, meeting brothers and sisters, you know, and hey, sharing their music, if I can. Now, I can't promise I can share, but I'm going to share what I can. This song I'm going to play is by Kay Moore, and it says Little Boy Blue, right here on 219 The Talk.
This is the story of Little Boy Blue. We're not talking about the nursery rhyme, but this is his life. Check it out.
Little Boy Blue, born in a world of sin. Mama mucked up all the veins. Daddy liked to touch kin. No sisters, no brothers, all alone in a world. Mama treated him like trash because he won a baby girl. He grew up in a house that was never made a home. Mama worked the streets at night. She left them all alone. His pop was never there. Mostly spent his time in jail. But when he came to visit, he made life a living hell. Started doing awful things to his little boy Blue. That would send him straight to prison if the police only knew. Took all the joy and happiness from his son's life. Sentenced him to grow up with just misery and strife. What can his child do with the hand he was dealt? With the pain that he felt, being beat with a belt. How could he block out all the the words he was told. All they did was just scold. Man, they treated him so cold. My God, what happened to this little boy Blue? May have happened to you if you choose to be true, huh? I pray that before you get old, that you learn to be bold so your story gets told. Bullies mocked him, they beat him, they took his lunch bag. Girls call him a sissy, boys call him a fag. No friends at his school, they said he was strange. They never took the time to just try to make a change. Suicide, a thought in this little boy's head. Felt life would be better if his parents found him dead. He wondered in his mind the method he would use to erase the misery and get rid of his abuse. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more feeling less than dirt. No more threats, no more violence, no more body being hurt. No more feeling all disgusting, no more low self-worth. No more asking why he wasn't killed before his day of birth. The thoughts in his mind would soon be erased, since the plans that he made were clearly all defaced. He cried himself to sleep, his days were getting short. The hour was at hand that he'd make his swift depart. Oh God, what happened to this little boy Blue? May have happened to you if you choose to be true, huh? I pray that before you get old, that you learn to be bold so your story gets told. Headed to the graveyard, little Blue, dressed in black, had a gun and some pills carried in his backpack. Walked slowly to the place where he knew he would die. Saw a young lady staring as he tried to walk by. The smile that she gave him put him in a better place. She looked just like an angel with that smile upon her face. She stopped him and asked if he knew Jesus Christ. Told him Jesus was the one who could change his whole life. Little Blue shook his head, said change was too late. Told her that he had to go, that was too much on his plate. She reached out a hand, asked to say a quick prayer. Before she finished praying, he was crying right there. She put her arms around him and covered him with love. She knew he felt the peace that was sent from God above. Little Blue dropped his bag, said what he had to say. Called the lady his true hero, cause she saved his life that day. Praise God, what happened to this little boy Blue? May have happened to you if you choose to be true, huh? I pray that before you get old, that you learn to be bold so your story gets told. Little Blue got the help that he always needed. Learned to keep his head up. Through Christ, he succeeded. New car, new job, and a brand new house. To make it even sweeter, now his hero was his spouse. Travel near, travel far, always sharing a good word. Told his life testimony anytime it could be heard. Help others young and old who had walked in his shoes. Found out this big world was full of little boy blues. Revisited his past, went to his old house. Mama answered the door, stood quiet as a mouse. He put his arms around her and said she was forgiven. Told her about his life and the reason he was living. His pops sat in prison, he made the visit there. Told his pops he was forgiven as they cried in their chair. So if you see a boy and he doesn't act like you, just show the boy some love, he just may be feeling blue. Thank God, what happened to this little boy Blue? May have happened to you if you choose to be true, huh? So please, before you get old, be strong and be bold so your story gets told.
Now a lot of times y'all don't realize what we go through to get where we are today. A lot of times you don't realize that when we were little boys, we were getting molested. In fact, I had two different uncles that molested me. 6 years old, looking up to them, trying to believe in them, and they're taking advantage of me. And then trying to deal with the emotions of, now what do I do? Am I gay? Am I supposed to be with women? What am I supposed to do? And then to have a stepfather come home and beat you because you're not doing it the way he wants it done. You didn't do anything wrong. You just were in the wrong place at the wrong time. But hear me when I say, you got to press through. You got to live through. You still have to be who you were supposed to be and can't let what you've been through stop you from getting where you're supposed to be today. Yeah, I've been molested. Yeah, I've been abused. But guess what? I still had to live. Was I angry? Absolutely. Was I confused? Of course. But guess what? Somewhere there, I realized there had to be something better. There had to be something greater. I wasn't put here by mistake, and I'm certainly not gonna live on accident. So molestation, abuse can't stop you. It can't keep you from being who you were called to be. You gotta realize.
Face the size of a mustard seed can move mountains if you just believe. Nothing's impossible. With God, you can do all things. They say the just shall live by faith. Well, I can't see it any other way. God sees by
patience. Come on, have you some patience, glory to God. Have you some peace? Have you some joy? Because you know that joy cometh in the morning and everything is going to be all right. Next song I want to play for you is by LaDou. It says, I came a long way right here on My Gospel Soul Radio.
LaDou! How you feel about these people coming to us, telling us the world's gonna end, and when the Lord coming back to get us?
Oh, yeah. Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. You forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in here. I had to know you could know what was saving me. You were love the Savior, never.
Tomorrow, faith bent like a crossbeam. Undergo the suicide mission to kill my old life. The mind of Christ made me jump from wrong. Jesus is the light. So on good ground, your anointed words start to fertilize or minimize my simple ways. You only one I have to glorify in this simple world that I'm living in. Get this devil out my body, so Jesus Christ can move in. I made a transition from thug to Christian. I was hoping and wishing that God was listening, so I changed my life. My body was a human sacrifice. God enticed me to follow Him, eternal life in paradise. Devil take flight, my life, Jesus has a copyright. Washed in his blood and I still came out white. I still have a long way to go, counting the overflow. Sitting back, waiting on Jesus, man, you already know.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in here. I had to know you could know what was saving me. Lord, Savior, never
hold on.
Me.
Let me clarify my simple ways I have to modify. Testify myself being Jesus who I glorify. Testify to the Most High, my past life is sabotage. Evil cover camouflage, the devil in his entourage. It was a major transformation God I'm facing. My Heavenly Father forgave me for my sins, His love I'm embracing. Not forsaking the fear of the Lord's beginning of wisdom. Exercise my faith like I was in a gymnasium. In the auditorium, my King James on him. Let God reign on him. Decode ordain on him. Like Abraham, Lord, take the name on him. No restraint on him. God's son has a plane on him. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace that protected me. Your devil conjuring up another scandal while you sweating me. Maybe because I changed my life, giving God all the glory. Cross our head, can't meet the Lord, you gonna tell your story.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. You forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in here. I had to know you could know what was over me. You my Lord and Savior, never forsaken me.
I came a long way from fighting off them battle cries. Turned my life around from the streets of those who tell it lies. Thugs try to vandalize, think it's cool to advertise. Get themselves in trouble and have the nerve to try to compromise. Looking for some alibis, why they have to verify? Tell me how you justify the reason for you taking lies. Guess you wasn't thinking straight, just trying to fix your dinner plate. But those the type of things that my Lord would never tolerate. I had to get my life straight, my soul I had to renovate. Cause Jesus is the only person I think I should impersonate. Or should I say just simulate? Let me just elaborate. Anything less than the best is just second rate. He's my favorite heavyweight, best there is to innovate. Watch me as I demonstrate, just to keep you thinking straight. CS3, we never hate, we just here to educate. Praise up on his name, in the end, we congratulate.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in here. I had to know you could know what was saving me. Lord and Savior, never forsaken me. Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. You forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in here. I didn't know you could know what was saving me. You're my Lord and Savior, never forsaken me.
Y'all, let me tell y'all something. I was so caught up on the lyrics of that song. He said the devil tried to lay me down in these streets. Come on, my Lord. You know, I'm from a generation that when we were in the world, we listened to Tupac, we listened to Biggie, we listened to Snoop Dogg. We listen to all these different rappers, not so much R&B or, you know, that kind of thing. So a lot of the people that are in my generation are rappers, those that come to Christ. You know, I got some singles, I got some, you know, but it's like just to hear or just to see them turn their gift, return their gift to God and begin to lift up his holy name and tell their testimony through these lyrics. You know, it's a lot of people, they got a problem with gospel rap. But I'm telling you, if you are still one of those people, and I know I've been saying it for years, it's time to get over it. It's time to listen to the lyrics and listen to where young men, young women, they're telling you that they go through, where they have come from, and the miracles and blessings that God has worked in their lives. I'm just trying to tell you. Hallelujah. So, continuing on with my gospel soul, let me see what else I got on the switchboard. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I love him. I love him. I love his music. I love his style. I love what God has used him to do. So I want to share this. Let's see. This song says Come Together right here on my Gospel Soul Radio.
Put your hands together. Come on. And let's come together. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. That's right. And let's come together. Yeah. Put your hands together. And let's come together. Put your hands together. Yeah. And let's come together. I really wish the world was better. I wish we could find that peace that'll last forever and make heaven on earth together. We don't gotta wait till the Lord come back to get us, cause the power is already in us. God is in us. He said that in the beginning, when he made us in his image, so we can master this world and everything is in it. But we're headed for a self-destruction. Ain't no trust, cause the government is full of corruption. But I know who to trust in. He left this book with words that's full of instruction. Shows us how to forgive and start to live. Quit taking everything you give. This world ain't all about you, it's all about us. Get with it, man, and that's for real.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Put your hands together. Black against white, brown against black, men against women. divide and conquer is what they want. No, we gotta come together. Yeah.
Yet again, I'm not gonna lie. I was listening to the song. Oh my God, ministering to me. First of all, there's no color. Really, if we could understand that there is no color, there is no race, there is only human beings. I mean, the America separates. America has separated from the beginning. These are the rich, these are the poor, these are the deserving, these are the undeserving. They are different, so they are not human. Can we please just live this thing out the way God set it up for us to live it out? Huh? Can we just walk this thing out? When people get to talk to me, I was talking to somebody else about it. People get to talk to me about Black Jesus and white Jesus, and your white master and your black master, you know, these different things. I'm like, oh, hold on, corn fritter, cornbread. Can we please just understand that God was a spirit? Oh my God. Can we get it in our minds that God, Jesus, is a spirit? He inhabited a body and he walked in it. The body walked this earth to the cross to be crucified, period. But it was Jesus, it was his soul. That's what he wanted us understanding. That's what he wanted us to understand about deliverance. Come on, hallelujah. He's not worried about this flesh suit. He's talking about your soul. Come on, your spirit man. What kind of shape is your spirit man in? Can we please, like you so say, can we come together? I mean, we had a run with this past president. But I always tell people, he was pulling the cover off of racism, bigotry, all kinds of stuff. He was showing you the condition of America. He was showing you what was in America. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that he is, was a good president. But he got in office through revealing through riding on the magic carpet of bigotry. And guess what? The majority, if you pay attention, of the country, come on, walks in a place of bigotry. Now, this is where the church comes in, or the church is supposed, listen, prayer, we had a whole lot of people on one side, you know, division all in the church. It was so much stuff happening. And the church was out to lunch. We were out to lunch. We were doing our own thing. Some of us were scared. Some of us was putting on Facebook, we need to get ready to get on boats. You know, people were just, I mean, we need to come together and understand there is no race. There is no race but the human race. How about that? All right, y'all, I have enjoyed being out here with you tonight. And I look forward to, guess what? Special show tomorrow night or tomorrow morning. I haven't quite figured out which one I want to do. But guess what? I am excited because I looked at the stats and I looked at who's listening to My Gospel Soul, 219 The Talk, Sisters United, which we got a new show I'm uploading in just a few minutes. And I'm just excited. I'm just excited because people are listening. If you're listening out there, I love you. One thing I want to say, for those of you that are listening, I want you to go to MyGospelSoulMagazine.com. 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 I want you to go there and I want you to, we have a shop on there. You can get t-shirts. You can find music. You can find the latest in what's going on in the world, fashion. My Gospel Soul is like a gumbo pot. You can pretty much find all kinds of things on mygospelsoulmagazine.com. All right? So I just want to say hats off, love you. Thank you for all the love and support. We're going to keep this thing going. Now, before I let you go, I want you to remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Amen. And if you don't have, you don't need a cheerleading squad. All you need is like Buster Luther Faith, where apostles and prophetess Tebow says, you ain't got no worries. Come on. You don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Amen. Keep it. Get that in your spirit. Walk in it, understand it, embrace it, do what you gotta do. Amen, and God bless.